It's Monday, May 29th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Kenneth Elliott, an Australian doctor kidnapped in Burkina Faso, Africa, and held captive by Al-Qaeda, the Muslim terrorist group, for more than 7 years, has finally returned home to his family, reports International Christian Concern. Elliott's family said, quote, "We wish to express our thanks to God and all who have continued to pray for us," end quote. Psalm 34:17 says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." After Elliott and his wife, Jocelyn, were kidnapped on January 15, 2016, she was released within the month. Elliott and his wife had been running a hospital in Jibo. The hospital that could hold 120 patients was closed due to Elliott's absence after the kidnapping. He was the only surgeon in the area and offered his services without charge to the population of roughly 2 million. He was given the nickname the Doctor of the Poor for the work he was doing. According to Open Doors, Burkina Faso is the 23rd most difficult country to be a Christian. Last week, the normally bustling traffic of Melbourne, Australia was brought to an abrupt halt due to a strategically planned protest by Extinction Rebellion, reports Rebel News. The climate extremist group has continued its dramatic escalation in activism throughout the city, leaving motorists frustrated by the radical protests. Last Tuesday morning at 8:45 a.m., protesters descended on the Westgate Freeway in the heart of Melbourne's central business district. The blockade threw the morning commute into chaos, resulting in a 45-minute-long delay. Their goal? They want governments to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2025. On Saturday, Texas's Republican-led House of Representatives impeached State Attorney General Ken Paxton, a fellow Republican, in a 121-23 vote on articles including bribery and abuse of public trust, reports the Associated Press. At the heart of his recent troubles is that he allegedly used his office to help a political donor, Austin real estate investor Nate Paul, in exchange for helping the attorney general remodel his home and giving Paxton's mistress a job in his company, reports the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It was a sudden, historic rebuke of a GOP official who rose to be a star of the conservative legal movement despite years of scandal and alleged crimes. The impeachment triggered Paxton's immediate suspension from office, pending the outcome of a trial in the state Senate, and empowers Republican Governor Greg Abbott to appoint someone else as Texas's top lawyer in the interim. It is an abrupt downfall for one of the GOP's most prominent legal combatants, who in 2020 asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn President Joe Biden's electoral defeat of Donald Trump. It makes Paxton only the third sitting official in Texas's nearly 200-year history to have been impeached. As The Worldview reported on May 26th, there has been backlash against Target for unveiling its latest line of sexually perverse products. Now, Christians and conservatives who have stopped shopping at Target have hurt the retail giant at the cash register. Its stock has dropped by 12%, reports the Epoch Times. That amounts to a loss of more than $9 billion in market value. On Wednesday, May 17th, when the controversy erupted, Target's stock closed at $160.96 per share, giving the firm a $74.3 billion market capitalization. But about 9 days later, on Friday, May 26th, the company's stock slid to $138.93. To register your outrage with Target for promoting Homosexual Transgender Pride Month in June, call 1-800-440-0680, extension 1. Email press@target.com. And mail a letter to Brian Cornell, CEO, Target, 1000 Nicollet Mall, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55403. The Pines Church in Bangor, Maine is outgrowing its existing meeting space. That's why the leaders applied to the local school board to rent the local high school. Sadly, the church was allegedly denied the ability to rent the school after board members inquired about their views on hot-button issues like homosexual faux marriage, abortion, and transgenderism, reports the Christian Post. Represented by Advocates for Faith and Freedom, a nonprofit law firm specializing in religious freedom cases, the Pines Church last week filed a lawsuit against Herman School Committee, reports the Daily Signal. The church believes these questions were an attempt to enforce religious and political conformity. In the lawsuit, the church states that the school board's actions are discriminatory, viewing religious institutions holding traditional views as second-class members of the community. And finally, Joy Ryan is a 93-year-old grandmother who has good reason to be joyful. Her grandson, Brad, just finished taking her to see all 63 national parks over the last 8 years. Honored to be her traveling companion, the veterinarian described the adventure as, quote, the greatest privilege, end quote, reports Good News Network. Their journey began in October 2015 when they visited the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee and concluded last Monday when they made it all the way out into the South Pacific to the National Park of American Samoa. Brad shared his thoughts with ABC's Good Morning America.
Just knowing that she had never seen deserts and mountains and the ocean and these incredible wild places on Earth, it felt like a responsibility that I had to her to make sure that she had some memories to tuck away in her life story as well.
Throughout the recent parks, Brad and his grandmother Joy have been documenting their trips on the Instagram account entitled @GrandmaJoy'sRoadTrip. Joy is not only joyful, but grateful.
It's been a grand adventure. It really has. It's really been a beautiful, beautiful time. And I wouldn't trade it for anything.
While Brad said their national park adventure has ended, their travels will not. They plan to take it internationally, visiting Kenya on a National Geographic organized expedition as the first stop on a mission to touch all seven continents. Leviticus 19:32 says, "Show respect for old people and honor them." And that's The Worldview on this Monday, May 29th in the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.